Well, good morning to everybody. Certainly good to see each and every one of you, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to stand before you to express some things from the Word of God, and pray the Lord will be with us as we endeavor to speak from His Word. I've got a text this morning. It's three small scriptures. And in these three small scriptures, I can't think of all the scriptures I can think of that expresses more of the doctrine that we believe as Primitive Baptists than these three scriptures do. It tells us everything about what God has done for us and what we're headed to as a result of it. We'll find it found in the book of Galatians, chapter 4. And I'm just going to read the three scriptures, and then we'll talk about them a little bit before we move on to one particular thought from the scriptures relative to what it says. It says in verse 4 of chapter 4 of the book of Galatians, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Now that's three beautiful scriptures to me. And that scripture tells me so much about what this Bible teaches me about God and His Son, Jesus Christ, that He sent to this earth to take upon Himself a body and be crucified on the cross for our sins. Let's just analyze each and every one of these scriptures before we move on with one particular thought. And it begins with, "When the fullness of time was come." Now I believe God, who is an eternal being, when He created time, there's a beginning of time, and there will be an end of time as far as God is concerned, because in heaven there is no time. It's eternal. And when it's eternal, there's no time involved. So when the fullness of time was come, God knew when the beginning of time was and when the end of time was. And in the span of the beginning and the ending, God had a specified time when He would bring His Son into this earth to do for us that was necessary to get us to heaven to be with Him eternally. It says, "Now when the fullness of the time was come," in other words, when it was God's time for this to happen, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Now I want you to notice that God sent His Son. I heard a preacher say one time, and you've heard me say this before, that Jesus volunteered to come. No, Jesus was obedient to the command of God, and it's God the Father that sent Him here. God sent the Son of God to this earth in order to redeem a family that He loved in all eternity. That is the elect family of God. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. Now, what did He mean there? Because Jesus, who was also an eternal being, in order to redeem us, had to come in the flesh. And he had to be made of the woman. And he said made of the woman because Jesus was not of the seed of man as all of us are. We're all the seed of man. And as a result of being the seed of man, we have inherited the sin that Adam plunged all of us into when he disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. That's the doctrine of original sin. We're all sinners by nature. Why? Because we are of the seed of man. But Jesus was of the woman. In other words, he took his body from the Virgin Mary, but that was conceived within her, as it says in Matthew, when the angel told Joseph, "Fear not, Joseph, to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Not any doubt about it. He shall do it. And he did do it. And he finished the work to redeem every last one of them when he shed his blood on the cross. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Now, why he says that? Because when he took upon himself a body of flesh, he was subject to the law the same as you and I. But the scripture tells me of him, different from you and I, that he'd kept the law to a jot and to a tittle. Even though he was subject to the law, he kept it. Why? Because he didn't have the polluted bloodstream like you and I of sin. He was the Holy Ghost. He was God in the flesh, and he kept the law to a jot and to a tittle. And he took his body from the woman, and he was made under the law. And he had to be made under the law in order to be obedient unto the law, and in order to take that obedience that he kept in that body and impute it to all of the elect family in regeneration. Oh, what a scripture this is. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. That's us. We're all under the law, but we're sinners under the law. So he came made of the flesh that he took from the woman, and he was under the law. He kept the law to redeem us. Now the word redeem, it means, think of the word redeem. Redeem means something that you have to buy back. It means to buy back something. For instance, I never have had any experience with it nor used it, but so often you see a pawn shop. Now somebody might say they have a computer, they paid $5,000 for it, and they need a little cash. They'll take the computer over to the pawn shop, and the guy might loan them $2,000 on it, and he'll keep the computer, and they'll borrow the $2,000, and it's still their computer. They still own the computer, but they borrowed the money on it, but it's held as collateral until the loan is paid. And if you don't pay back the loan, he gets to keep your $5,000 computer. So in order to redeem it, what do? You go over there, you pay him whenever you get through using the $2,000, and you've come on some cash, then you go over and you pay him the $2,000 plus what interest he's charged you, and he gives your computer back. What do? You're redeeming the computer that was yours already. Same thing with these title pawns on cars. You got a title, you own the car, you sell the title, they hold the title, that you borrow money on the car. When you pay it off, you redeem the car. It's like it was yours all the time. That's the way it is with us. We were God's all the time. Why? Because we were chosen and elected of God. He owned us in all eternity, but we fell in Adam. And when we fell in Adam, a debt had to be paid. A debt was required to redeem us. And that debt was the shed blood of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He was made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now think of that. We were sinners, dead in sins and trespasses, and God has adopted us into the family of God when he quickens us and gives us eternal life. We're adopted into the family of God, and we become the sons of God. So it's a pleasure looking out among you, the daughters and sons of the living God, adopted by God himself through regeneration. And then he says, and because ye are sons, in other words, because ye were already sons, the same thing with I just told you about redeeming a car, redeeming a computer. It was yours. So we were God's. And because ye are the sons of God, he has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And that's why we can cry out unto God. That's why we can cry. That's why the old sinner in Africa that knows nothing except to cry out unto God, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He's crying out, Abba, God. Why? Because God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into his heart that he might cry out unto God. Oh, what a scripture. These scriptures are so full, chock full of what God has done for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But my thought this morning, I want to center my thoughts this morning and go to some other scriptures, and it is on the word redeem. Redeem. We've been redeemed by God. But one thing we need to understand about redemption, about being redeemed, is redemption is not anything that we do to earn it or claim it of ourselves. God is the author of redemption. God is the one that made in his plan a plan to redeem the elect family. He didn't wait for them to do something to redeem themselves. Redemption has nothing to do with what that the need redeemed does for itself, but it's what the owner of it does to claim it or to buy it back. We want to take a look at some scriptures now that tell us a little bit about redemption. We'll find in the book of Psalms, chapter 31, it says in this psalm, God hath redeemed me. Let's just read some here in the book of Psalms 31. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Unto thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Thou hast redeemed me. Who has redeemed me? God. God is the author of redemption. Remember that. It's not from anything that you've done that you earn redemption. Redemption is not something you earn. Redemption is something that God has done for you. And God is the author of redemption. Now we want to continue on with another scripture found in the book of Psalms. And it says in it that... It's in the 111th Psalm. It says in verse 9 of the 111th Psalm, it says, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. Now, that scripture right there tells us that redemption is what God sent. But we saw from our text how God sent His Son. Why did He send His Son? He sent His Son that He might redeem us. So God sent redemption. How did He send redemption? He sent redemption by sending Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, into this earth to redeem us. He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Now I want to say this about that word reverend. A lot of ministers, not Primitive Baptist ministers, but a lot of other ministers sometimes will use that reverend for their name, in front of their name. Well, whenever they do that, they're claiming to be God, and I'm telling you, they're not God. And because that's the only place in all the entire scripture you'll find the word reverend. And what does reverend mean? Reverend means redeemer. And God is the one that redeemed us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And don't call me reverend. I've had it on occasion, even when I was doing a funeral of someone of the Primitive Baptist faith, where the funeral director didn't understand that we don't use the word reverend. We'd put in the obituary, officiated by Reverend Virgil Herring. Well, I don't want that before my name, because I'm not the redeemer. It's God that has redeemed us, and we don't use the word reverend for the name of a preacher. The proper use of that of the word for the name is elder, which is what the Primitive Baptists use, or it could be bishop. Bishop is also a good word to call a preacher, but not reverend. And that scripture tells us holy and reverend is who? His name. Who is that? That's God that sent unto us redemption. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Yes, God hath redeemed us. Why? He is the author of redemption. Yes, God sent to us redemption. Why? Because he is the author of redemption. It's from him, by him, and through his son, Jesus Christ, that we have been redeemed. We'll find now a little further over in the book of Psalms the scripture that tells us this. It's the last of Psalms 130, and we'll begin there at verse 6. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Yes, the Lord has plenty of redemption. He doesn't run out of redemption. He's not short on redemption. He has enough redemption to redeem every single one of the elect family of God, and they will all be there in heaven with him because he is the author of redemption. And in there, verse 8, he says, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Now take that Israel right there to be spiritual Israel. You know, there's natural Israel, that's the nation Israel, and those that were Jews of that nation and of that tribe. But they're just one tribe. God has a people out of every nation, out of every tribe, out of every place on the face of this earth. And I call them spiritual Israel. And when this scripture says, he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, I read that as he shall redeem all the elect family of God from their iniquities and from their sin. Yes, God is indeed the author of redemption. Now turning over a little further, we'll find in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, it says this in verse 1 there of Isaiah 43, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. We have nothing to fear. Why? Because if we understand that God is the author of redemption, and God has brought to us redemption, and it comes to us, it was sent to us and came to us through Jesus Christ our Lord, we have nothing to fear. Nothing at all to fear, little child of God. It's God that hath redeemed us. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. We are his. We were his before. He redeemed us, bought us back, adopted us into the family of God, and made us of his own. Yes, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and our precious Savior. Yes, indeed. These are wonderful thoughts and wonderful scriptures. There's a lot more about redemption we'll find in this scripture. But going back now to our text for one last scan of it in closing out this morning. It says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them, that's us, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Yes, you've been adopted into the family of God as a son and a daughter of the living God. And because ye are sons, because you were elect before the foundation of the world, because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful redemption. Yes. Understand that redemption is from God. God is the author of redemption. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Brother David as he comes to preach to us.
Thank you, Elder. God bless you, Mark.